O Lord, that while we were yet sinners, that you still loved us. While we were without any style, before you start working on us, you still love us. Father, will you take and work on us that we become molded in the image of your presence. And Father, we thank you for that all-seeing eye that keeps your watchful eye upon us in a special way. And Lord God, that we can receive that blessing, we can receive that inheritance that fades not away, is reserved in heaven for us. Lord, that we might keep our eyes upon you, looking for that day. The trumpet of God shall sound and time shall be no more. And Lord God, that we might remain faithful. Lord God, that we might have the joy in our hearts. That we might have that peace. Oh, that peace of love. Oh, we love you so much. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for thy blessing. Lord, we pray that you'll move in our hearts this night. Father, only you will speak, Father God. Father, I know that I am nothing, and I have nothing. And today I felt like, and you know, I felt like I've been in neutral all day long. But I've been waiting upon you, Lord, and I just pray that I believe that you're going to move tonight. Because I'm in neutral, that means that you've got total control. And Father God, I have no ties. I don't have no insights. I don't have nothing, but I love you, Lord. And I praise you, Lord. And I pray that your people will learn to eat and receive what you have for them. And Father, that diet of heavenly food, Father, that diet of manna from on high, Lord God, that you fed the Israel, your Israelites, your special people. And Lord, at that time, they were indifferent from you, and they was far from you. And Father, they had grown unthankful, Lord God, and they had grown without any faith, believing that you could do all things. And Lord, even though you still remain faithful, that their shoes didn't ever wear out, their clothing didn't wear out, and they had angels' food there, and they was blessed. They was blessed as bliss. But Lord, they broke your heart. And Father God, you're showing me many of your people are breaking your heart this day. Lord God, we have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. Your word says, from such turn away. And that comes to the individuals. There's many that will never be able to do that. They'll not be, that tradition's going to stay with them to the day that you take them, till they go where they're going, their final destination. And Father, that's in your department. I don't know anything about it. But I pray for a mighty blessing on these ones. I pray that you'd keep them, bring them to that place that they might understand that you're real, that you're faithful, and you're not just a breath of air. You're beyond that. You're all power. You're everything. That when we don't see you, that's everything. And we know that we don't have to see you. We know you through the eyes of faith that you're real. And Father God, you can stop all manner of traffic in this world today in an instant. But Father, you let things go in the way they're going. And you're letting things run down to a climax. And we know that running down, even those who are deal with time and all these things, understand that this earth is getting tired. And this earth is coming down to a time when there's going to be some changes. And Father, we know the main purpose of all of this, that your people will be ready. That they'll be ready for heaven. That they'll be ready to go into that place. Oh, Lord, for that wonderful place. That glorious place of splendor, of blessings. Oh, Lord, that there'll be nothing denied your beloved, Father God. You're not going to deny them. You're going to bless them. For your loving kindness and tender mercy shall be upon them eternally, Lord God. And Father, you're calling forth a remnant right now that they're going to work in that 1,000-year period. What a wonderful day. What a special time. Lord God, that we're going to finish out on this earth for another 1,000 years. And Lord, that's a long time in our eyes. But we know that in your eyes, that's just as a watch in the night. And Father, we know that watch in the night, keep us in the hollow of my mighty hand, Lord God. We need you this night. We need that purpose. I feel your glory. And I'm here, Lord, excited about you, Lord God, that I didn't feel nothing till I got here. But I feel something now that you're here to totally reestablish us, re-erect us in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Give us that joy that's complete in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, give us that positive attitude, that positive direction, Lord God. Oh, that we will lay hold on the eternal life, that we will take our place where you've called us to stand fast, and having done all, we will learn to stand, knowing that you will never leave us, that you'll never forsake us. Your all-seeing eye is always upon us. You hear our cries, and you understand our longings and our heart's desires. It's like, and Father, I pray that you'll keep us But Father, we pray for Brother Gary tonight. I pray for Gary in a mighty way. I pray, Lord God, open the windows of heaven to him. Lord God, we love him this night. And Father, we love the brother. We love the sisters. We love Sister Ballard. We thank you for her. We thank you for Sister Jan and Brother Clint. What a blessing, Father God. And I pray that you enlarge our garments, our borders this day. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I keep on, I'm not going to be able to do any preaching. Nothing, because, boy, the Spirit of God is here to touch us, to rearrange your lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to start in the first, it's in Revelation, but I'm going to be skipping around, so I won't be able to really tell you where I'm going. But then we're in the first, second, and third, and if I do, I'm going to get out of spirit, so I'm just going to go with it, and maybe you can keep up. And if you got these tapes, maybe that someone can go back over and we can. Revelations, the third chapter, I'm going to start with the second verse first. It says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Then going back up the first verse, and it says, the angel of the church has started us right. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou livest. Thou hast a name that thou livest. But that's what we're hearing. But God's saying, this is what God is saying, and art dead. So we're seeing one thing, but God's seeing the opposite. We're seeing that the people say, oh, look at wonderful, look at brother, isn't he just wonderful? God says, I don't see it that way. He's not wonderful. This is something that we all have to do this individually. And we need to come to the place, and this takes prayer, dedication. But God is moving, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord, is something that God brought in that we're doing right. That I didn't have scripture to bear it like it is. But it says, the 22nd verse, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto churches. And as he come on Sheila, it's closed, the churches. It's closed. It's closed. God said, it's closed. It needs to be open, flooding from heaven. Hallelujah. The heavenly host of heaven, directing the choir of the host of the glory. And we'll be shed with a preparation from the top of our head to every solar feet by the glory from heaven. That he would feed us manna from heaven in the word of God. Hallelujah. That's the word we need. That's the manna we need. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That love of God, the peace of God, the glory of God comes through the word. But God wants to manifest at this last days by his presence through the supernatural. The supernatural church, Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We're to be a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. There has no temptation taken you but such as common man. But God is faithful. Will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. Hallelujah. Good news. God's giving good news that I love you. Come out from among them, be separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's great peace and they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. God has spoken to my heart today that many, many, many are offended by the words of others. They get offended. The offense causes breakups of churches, causes the loss of pastors. The pastors have to go to another church because of what happens. These are offenses, and it shouldn't be. The Bible says, I read it today, it says that we're come in this world with nothing, and we're going to have nothing. But while we're here, we're to be content, whatever state we're in, having raiment and food, that's it. We don't even have to worry having the glory. God is going to clothe us as he clothed the flowers, how he clothes the heavenly beings, how he has processed the birds and all the blessings that they receive, all the little texts that they pick up, all the things God provided for them. Invitation from heaven that they would be full, that they could be able to chirp, they could be able to give God praise because God feeds them. He takes care of them. Amen. It says his eye is on the sparrow so much as his eye will be upon the beloved. I feel the presence of God here tonight in a very manifold way. Is this going forth? Glory to God. God is here to bless, to reestablish, to uplift, to encourage those. The wayward man has diminished the works of God. God wants to bring in to establish the works from heaven. He wants to have a new life. And then it's not rechange the Word of God, but taking heed what the Word of God's saying. God's saying the Word of God is okay. But take heed. It talks about all the wonderful things. Be watchful. I'm going back and strengthen the things which remain are ready to die. So every time when God gets us a place and He wants us to surrender, that we shouldn't have someone come up to us and say, no, you're okay, you're okay. See, that's stopping the hand of God. So we're stopping many times the hand of God that's on God's people. And we're saying, oh, no, you're all right where you are. Just do like you do it because it feeds the pocketbook. And God spoke to me, that's not the way. God provides the pocketbooks for those. He keeps them and it's by Him. We have this fallacy, I guess I don't know what I'm saying, but the coffers are full of for the glory of man. God said He is tired of it. He wants the glory through He will provide for His own. And His own even have to seek Him. He will make a way where there is no way. He will establish those to establish for you. He will bless those that will bless you. He will curse them that come against you. And that's a mighty blessing for Him. God's hand is not short that He cannot reach out and touch us. He's not a man that He should lie, or the Son of Man to repent of it. Hallelujah. He is greater. He is glorious. He is majestic. He's powerful. Hallelujah. I thought Saturday night was good, but here tonight, and there's only a few here tonight, and the Spirit of God is here, Sister Dallas, in a mighty way, a glorious way, a wholesome way. Hallelujah. God, tell me, this is angels food here tonight. He blesses you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, show me right now. Saturday night was just a level for those people. God's given us a level right now for us. Hallelujah. He wants to fill us, thrill us, excite us because He is very happy what went on Saturday night. Oh, hallelujah. God of our healing loves us so much. He wants us to become that place that we love Him. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But the Bible says, if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. For His commandments are not grievous. Oh, hallelujah, they're good for us. They're blessings. They will keep us in shape. Hallelujah. I learned this week, God has been doing a work in me too. He's told me the other day, He said, this 1 week, I've went from zero sit-ups, zero push-ups. I'm up to 5 push-ups. And this is God doing. I'm up to 22 sit-ups. Now, that's a lot for me.
Yes.
God says, I want to bring this established. Your body needs to come as a temple to me. Mm-hmm. God has a sacrifice that we might be a wholesome sacrifice ourselves. That we might sacrifice our being to Him for the glory of heaven. That we would adapt to His presence, not to adapt to where we're at. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. There's anointing. There's strength. There's courage. There's blessings upon blessings beyond our imagination, beyond higher than any value that we can ever heard or sense or even felt. God's here to bless His people, to bring us to that place of holiness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His holiness, there's joy, peace. And one of the great instruments that's coming against the church and what's coming against us is there's when we're away too long, even as hard as we try, the glory seems to leave us. Because the power of darkness is so tremendously heavy, it draws out of every fiber of our. That's why we got to hold on, hold on, and hold on. I was reading it someplace the day where God spoke in His Word. He says, you've got to hold on. God is here that we know His glory, that we feel His presence. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. His bride. Think about it. We're all going to be part of the bride. Oh, hallelujah. There's not going to be any differences of male or female. We're all one in the Lord. And it's going to be a glorious time. You will know whom you know, but you'll know that, you know, it's just like when you get in His presence. He's the one you're living for.
That's right.
You're not really, you love your brother or your sister or your wife, your husband, but that's not the center. Yeah, that's what's going to be there. We'll love one another and we'll bless one another. We'll encourage one another and we'll learn to do it here so we'll be able to do it there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we might not be ashamed. And God is speaking in my heart that many of us will be ashamed unless we make some serious changes. We'll be so ashamed of the ugliness upon our lives. It'll be like a bunch of bad, seriously filthy clothing. That we need to erect the Spirit of God upon us that He might clothe us in righteousness.
Amen.
That He would clothe us in His righteousness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Can't you see it? The clothing of God. Oh, He lifts you up in heavenly places that you don't have to feel no longer the pressures of the elements of this world. The things that decay. Earth has a decaying quality. Everything that we buy, your home, is not long until doors quit and earthquakes can diminish it. Many things, possibilities happen to the best of us because it's in the Word. It's the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God, through it all, is going to sift us out from this place, out of this manifold patience here, and God's going through His manifold blessing, take us into a place of holiness.
Amen.
And this is one area that God has reaffirmed today, that we're going to be held in the secret place of the Most High. And I believe the 91st Psalms is going to come to pass. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's almost in the middle of the Bible where it speaks about that. And God is showing me that is His sovereign will. In the middle, He's going to bring that sovereign protection upon us, the glory of glories that's made for those who have been His beloved. Those who have sought out and lifted their hands without wrath, lifting up and praying for those interceding and all the wonderful glory that God is going to be at that time before we go. I believe that God is going to erect us in that place of heavenly language of heaven. They will be filled, thrilled, excited for His glory. We may be walking this world, but we're God's going to be doing something in here that's going to bring forth a great poise upon us, a great blessing upon us, a mandate upon us that's glorious, that we don't care, we don't worry what's going to come our way, that God's greater than what we're facing. He is greater, and it's a privilege because where He will never leave us, He'll never forsake us. He has commanded these things to be instilled in our hearts and say that we know, because we are His chosen. We are His chosen generation. We are His chosen people. Ready to adapt to the glory from heaven. We have to readapt ourselves. And what a privilege being able to come to that place. Oh, hallelujah. The glory of God. The glory of God is here tonight in a very powerful way. And it's hard for me to understand how that I can come traverse down that highway. And I'm in the natural, even though I know that God. And then here in a few seconds it comes in the Spirit of God. And when I leave, I know it's going back the other way. It's the glory of God. But it's that well, that oasis that God has furnished for us in this last hour that we might continually stay filled, thrilled, excited by the Spirit of heaven. He realizes that our bodies are very without power within themselves. We're very inadequate against the powers of darkness. But in the supernatural power of God, that God will bless us. He will keep us. He will reinstate us. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. No good thing will He withhold. Sister Ballard, Sister Jan, Brother Chris, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. God commanded, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, I, the Lord thy God, shall raise up a standard against them. And pleases God. We might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Now, most people, mechanical people, well, you know, you just get by, just do the very best you do. But God, when the change is here, there's nothing you can do but good. Because God, you're so in love with God, you want to please Him. That might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Every good work, strength of Almighty, according to His glorious power, and the long suffering with joyfulness. Joy, the Lord is my strength. Giving thanks unto the Father, who hast made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life, who hast translated us the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. God's there to reestablish us, to rephrase us, that we don't have the same technology as the wayward person, the mechanical person that predicts every day what he's going to do. Well, I'll read up John 3:16 today, and tomorrow I'm going to pray tomorrow, and I'll do this today. And truly the Spirit doesn't work on him, or it doesn't work to him, but you can see why. There have wrong information getting this part. And this part here can't receive it. Because God made this mind to have be the glory of God. God didn't make us to be having fighting and devices of separation. We're made only to work for God. We don't do good, but we do wonderful when we're God's way. We do terrible, and that's where we find ourselves, the old natural man. We're warring. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. God says mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. Everything that we fight against, that's what it's talking about. Pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah! For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a very powerful way, said the Spirit of God. I'm here, be not afraid, for I loveth thee. My children, I say, thou art my beloved. But I say, be not afraid of the Lord thy God. For I loveth thee, and I want to caress thee. I want to make love to thee, my beloved. For I loveth thee. Thou art mine. And I have felt alone because my church, my people are so far from me. But come to me this night, and I will enable thee. I will help thee. And I shall give thee strength. And be not afraid of the terrors that come by day, nor the arrows of problems that thou face in the day or night. For I, the Lord thy God, shall shield thee, and I shall help thee, and I shall fight thy fight. Come to me, and I shall bless thee, and I shall enable thee, that thou might walk prosperously in this last hours, that thou wilt no longer be dwarfed by the powers of darkness. The powers of darkness have dampened and brought many of my beloved down to the place that they find themselves below the level that I've called them to be. And I say my people cannot move in their cells and come out holy. My people have to work out their salvation. But it comes that time, if they will give themselves over to me, there's no longer work, and they can rest. I'm looking for those who will rest in the Lord their God. It's in my word, said the Spirit of God. It's in there that my people need to rest. And I say that's what happened to Israel. They were not walking in rest. They were not walking in my love. And they were walking with an unbalance of problems. But I want to bring my people into a place that they do address the things of darkness with my love, that they will not be affected with the things they see, and the things they see will not bring them down to the level that man has walking in, that by word declares, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I say many, many of my people have lost their first love. They have lost the love of my Spirit. And at this day, they're searching. They're searching for pleasures. They're searching for many achievements in these big cities, these towns, says the Spirit of God. There's many whoredoms of wrongdoings there. And my people there go for vacations. My people go there. And God, there they come back changed. They cannot come back the same. And my people have lost their first love. They've lost that first estate. My people need to be very watchful, very careful, that they would die out the things that need to be dead in their lives. They must seek me, and I, the Lord thy God, shall bring forth an operation upon my beloved, and they shall come forth as pure gold, and I shall insulate them from the powers of the enemy that come against them. And if they will walk in my presence and stay under my management, I, the Lord thy God, shall reassure them that they might be blessed, and they will be favored by the God of heaven. For I say my Spirit is truly here in this night. And if thou can feel me now, thou can feel me tomorrow. Thou can feel me the blessed day. And I said, thou shalt must reassemble thyself as much as possible, because in doing that, thou will get higher, and thou shalt be blessed. And I say, if thou shalt stay yield to my Spirit, I say, this shall grow, even though it takes a while. But I say, if thou shalt stay in my covering, I shall put a work within thee, And I shall put a blessing upon thee. And I say, the world shall see a new man, a new woman in thy smile, in thy attire. They'll see my glory. And I say, thou will not have to put a ring upon thy finger, but they will know that thou hast been with the Lord their God. And I shall bless thee and be not afraid, for I'm not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come unto me, all ye that were in heaven laden, and I shall give you rest. It is my delight to give thee rest, to give thee peace, to give thee joy, and to keep thee for that hour. For I say that hour is very close. My, that coming is very close. And my people need to be ready. Because what can thou do us about tomorrow? Thou cannot change one titter, but thou must put thyself where I will lead thee through the Spirit. My Spirit knows the pitfalls. My Spirit knows the calls. And I say through him, thou will not be lost, but thou must consider that he is thy Savior. He is thy waymaker. Through the Jesus Christ, we have given the Spirit of God upon thee that thou might not lose out in this last hour. And I shall bless thee. I shall keep thee converted in that way, said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and I will sup with him and him with me. God wants us to come and have fellowship. And that comes by seeking God. We'll seek him. The Bible says we'll surely find him.
Amen.
Knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Pray and God will open the windows of heaven. It says, if my people which call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. God has shown me that there's a great fallacy in the churches. I didn't even know this was going on, but I remember I seen a little bit down it that they bring in some Old Testament to bring into the sanctuaries. You know what he ordains is prayer. If my people which call my name shall humble themselves and pray. We can't glorify God until we get the heart right. We got a simple formula. We're mechanical frag throwers. We're mechanical praising God. And God's not really well pleased with what we're giving him. We're like when Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. Cain's sacrifice was not received. We can't give a mechanical praise to God and God be very well pleased. We're doing through the mathematics of doing such. It will bring results of such. And all these books of knowledge, doing this, is doing just what God said it's going to do. It's going to have a people, but the people are not accepted. I can see there's a great tragedy could be born through this because God wants our hearts.
Amen.
It's out of the abundance of heart. It's in the Word.
Yes.
Because thou art lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And that's what he's talking about. He wants us hot.
Amen.
We're not to be a cold Christian. A lukewarm is worse than ever. Because that means we're half in and half out. If we're cold, God can deal with us. But this way we're saying, I'm alright. But it says in the Word here, the Word is talking about it. Says, you know, you need more of God than what they're saying. We have enough.
Mm.
But we don't have enough.
No, that's right.
God's the answer.
Amen.
God is the way maker.
Amen.
We need to move in the Spirit.
Amen.
When we come and cross corners, and this is going to be hard for some people to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have limitations and we did so much one way. But I still believe that God is calling for a peculiar people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very plain to see what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I counsel thee to buy of gold, tried with fire, that thou must be rich, and with white raiment, and thou must be clothed, and that thou shame of thy nakedness do not appear. As many as I love, I rebuke, I chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. See, it's not popular nowadays to repent. It's everybody's got an excuse. You know, it's because my upbringing, excuses. God's not really. He wants us to just say, I've made a mistake, Father God. Change me. Take it from me. Till we can say that it's not really from the heart. We're just making up like Cain again. Cain should have said, God, what's wrong? It's not Abel's fault, but what's wrong? I am somehow, my sacrifice is not getting through. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's why we shouldn't have to sacrifice all the time. We should be obedient. My sheep, they come calling a stranger. They do not know. Many of our people are caught sacrificing. They're continually sacrificing. Now, you can repent and do this, but the better than that is to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. He that hath already, hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works in the end, to him I give power over the nations. There's a power that comes through overcoming. But there's also, and one of the problems is we have to know. And that's the problem and that's why God won't let me really even say, because it'd be easier for me to write it all down and then I got it all there. But God says, no, you don't do it that way. I want you to move through the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, the Word of God is good. But there comes a time like this when you're home, yes, study, study, study. But there comes a time when it's even the Spirit of God. If we can't come to that, we can't go very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because we must realize that God is moving through spirit realm.
Amen.
And He blocks just like that. He blocked me on that.
Mm-hmm.
He blocked me on that area. And when that block comes, that means I don't know what it is, but I can't go beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
And when these blocks come, they're from God. When God blocks, I just have to back off.
Yes.
But I do know that we want to know a lot. And we got to come to this place. This was hard. Maybe some people can never do it because they've had too much upbringing about knowing and on knowing more than another. Competiness. Mm-hmm. Competition. But see, our schools from the very foundations are competition. Competition is something that pulls, that we compete one to another. Who's going to do the best? They can all, everybody can beat me until I, only through that I can come through is through the Spirit. And if I were to meet all you out here in the natural, you'd all, I'd be the one that wouldn't be able to compete. But in the supernatural, you got to do it through the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you've got to come to a place. I said, Lord, I want you, don't make any difference how.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I try to read in the Bible, but the Lord said, no, I want you to come to me. I want to just love you. I want to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And then His blessings comes upon you. He feeds us. But you know, we can eat so much that we get, I've heard of people dying who get food stuffed in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same way. God has given this word, but it needs to be digested by the heavenly hand of God, that He might put the glory upon us, that we can live in the glory of God upon us, that His blessings be upon us. Because we search through the word, we search, and we don't end up. We lose. We lose.
Mm-hmm.
We try to go to different places to find different things. God says, not going to find them here either. We find them in Him. And this is the only way you're going to get it to Him. That you can be able to say, humble yourself means you take a place of the last seat down. And you let the little whatever get up and get ahead of you. Because you've got to say, God's going to order my feet. And man is going to order you by who is the most highest. But God doesn't always see it that way. David came to be king because of who God was. He says, these other brothers are not. Jesse, do you have any? Oh, yeah, I got this little runt, little redheaded. He just feeds, takes care of the flocks. Fetching. Oh, glory! The fetching of the Lord is there to enable us to incorporate the glory from heaven. Yes, I believe in studying this word powerfully, but I have to go under the guidelines of the Spirit also. The Spirit of God enables this word to be powerful. Thou can say, Judas went out and hung himself. That's in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Do thou likewise. See, you're putting it together. And that's what's happened to these cults. They come in and they take this word and twist it around till you've got heresies, wrong interpretation,
mm-hmm.
wrong parts that are not from God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need the anointing of God that manipulates from heaven.
Amen.
That He puts the words together as He wants to enable us in that day, that He incorporated His blessing. The Bible says, but it's written, I have not seen, neither heard, neither has it in the heart of man, that things are prepared for them of God, but God has revealed them by the Spirit, for yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. Be steadfast, unmovable, always bound the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be ye clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. In due time. In due time. In due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, whom resist the path, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished to the children of the world. You know, keeping our mind stayed upon God is a very special blessing. I'm here today. If you can't keep your mind on God, it's hard to achieve what God has for you. Mm-hmm. And when God's moving through the Spirit, that's the time you need to take heed what God's saying. Because you've got plenty of time. You've got 6 days a week that you can sit out there and say, Lord, what you got? Mm-hmm. But when God starts moving, I've always taken great reverence for that time. Mm-hmm. You know, that has to be what it's all about. Having God be able to come down and move through his word, through his presence. That we'd be able to digest what he has for us. That we'd be able to receive that infallible word of God, that his word that never fails. That blessing, his mighty presence, his healing touch, his favors. Bible says he will show us the pathway of life in his presence, the fullest joy. His right hand pleasures evermore. He gives us the joy of the Lord is our strength. The mighty blessing that God puts upon his the banqueting tables. And I really believe this is where our problem is, that we cannot keep our mind. It says, they shall keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because they trust in thee. When God was teaching me, I had to literally pray in the Spirit. And he made me do this for 3 and 4 hours straight, that I could not do anything but pray in the Spirit. It was to keep me at that place that I was able to whatever he cut into my mind, then I knew it from God. Mm-hmm. And he never ever was wrong one time. Yep. And when I got home, I'll run down. The next morning, God says, I want you to read my word. Mm-hmm. And I'll not interfere till you get my word read. And I just ate it and read it and ate it and ate it and ate it. But as soon as the Spirit of God would get off of me from reading the word, I would get climbing that truck and I'd take off, and the Spirit of God would say, go pray in the Spirit. And I'd pray back in that heavenly language. When I got to Susanville or wherever, as Alturas, Long Hall, I knew what was going to take place wherever I got there. It was the presence of God. God was showing me his plan of his mighty hand, that we must do some things as that God says to ever achieve to the destiny that God wants to be called for. He's called us to be in glory in the glory. But many of us, we want to be seen, and we want to be heard also. God says, my people, thou should not be seen, thou should not be heard. The Lord thy God above thee, thou shalt only uplift him, encourage one another that he is the God. And that's why we're missing it on this. Our churches are missing it. They're putting up man up here. The Bible says, not with eye service or men pleasers, but serving Jesus Christ as servants. Doing the will of God out of the heart. And then it goes down the next verse. It says, not as pleasing men, but as pleasing of God. I don't know why that I have to go through some things that I go through, but I know that God has a way of keeping us humble. A way of keeping us at his command.